How to keep stress at bay during the planting season. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Farmers know that livestock can be temperamental at times. Even animals that have never been a problem before can act up. And in a head-to-head, the 600-pound steer or mama sow will hold the advantage. Be watchful and know how to reach a safe spot fast if you have to. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Spring planting is usually quite a stress fest on most farms. So today we're passing along some stress management advice from David Brown. He's a behavioral health state specialist for Iowa State University Extension.
Try to get as much sleep as you possibly can, and sometimes that may be difficult depending on the hours and what's going on in the fields and things. But try to get a short break, try to build in that physical activity, take that little walk. Try to focus on, when you have that time, do your go-to thing that helps you relax.
Brown says you can do things during the time you're not planting to help you relax more and cut down the stress.
Who can you talk to during those off hours when you can actually get out and about? Who can you socialize with? It's using our downtime in the most important ways that we can do to help manage our stress and take care of ourselves. The relaxation strategies could be having a hobby that we simply enjoy, maybe doing some deep breathing, maybe some mindfulness, meditation.
The USDA website offers a number of stress assistance resources. There's a link to it on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. And on that same website, there's a dedicated links page with many additional resources on this subject. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.